this is the second incident that's happened in a month of a car being stolen on the road. So approximately a month ago, another Audi was actually stolen. So didn't hear anything of this particular incident. First thing that I knew was waking up this morning and there being the road obviously cornered off and me trying to take the dog out and not being able to. The police officer said that there was an ongoing investigation and then took a photograph, and it was when you contacted me that I kind of found out a little bit more about it. But yeah, it's a really quiet residential street. It's not the sort of thing that you would expect to happen. But like I say, there have been car thefts before on the street.
So two in the last month and both Audis, but have there been others before that?
I know Chorlton's a bit of a crime hot spot, and there's always those articles that say that, you know, insurance claims are highest and things. And I think that because it is a nice area, it's an affluent area, people do come in, and unfortunately from other parts of Manchester, and do target us, which is not very nice, obviously.
Car theft is one thing, but this has obviously resulted in a man losing his life. How does that feel, obviously living opposite?
It's quite difficult to put into words. I think I'm still slightly in shock that something like that has happened on the street that I live on. And like you say, car theft is one thing, and it's something you can kind of comprehend, you can cope with, but leading someone's loss of life, it's just, you can't put into words how shocking it actually is to be so close to home.
And this man was your neighbour. How well did you know him?
So I know his face. I don't think I've ever spoken to him, but I think he stroked my dog and said hello. And it's a friendly place, Chorlton. People do say hello when they cross the street, but it's not the sort of... Like I said, I didn't know him very well. But yeah.
You knew him to nod to?
Yeah, of course. You recognise the same faces when you live on the same street, and... Yeah, obviously, my thoughts are with his family at the moment. I can't imagine what they're going through and how horrific it must be to be dealing with that sort of loss.